came through looking like some villains. Big, big, big.
What's going on, everyone? You're listening to Big Chillin', the number one podcast in Hartsville, South Carolina. Have you missed us? It's kind of been a while, but we just want to say Happy New Year. This is the first episode, what are we on, 16? Episode 16.
Now.
That is crazy. But anyway, happy New Year. And man, guys, we've missed you guys. We've been busy, you know, life, work, school, all this stuff, you know, it's just been coming at us. But we're not going anywhere. We're looking forward. We got some exciting things in store for 2021. And anyway, just strap yourself in. Come along for the ride because we're going to have some fun. Our guy Cody's not here right now. He's at work. He's working hard delivering them FedEx boxes, you know. But Cody, if you listen to this, which I know you will, love you, brother. Hope work's going well.
Love you, bro. Take care, bro.
Yep.
Be safe out there, corona-free, man.
Yeah, bro. Make sure you drop them boxes on the porch and dip, you know what I mean? Don't stay too long. Ding dong, ditch them hoes. But Willie, brother, what's up, man?
Nothing, man. Just been doing school, man, this past week. Been doing nothing but school, man.
How's that been?
It's been terrible, man. I've had like a quiz for every class.
No,
yes, bro.
The first week, bro.
As a matter of fact, I did a quiz earlier this morning. Made it 80.
So for you, right? Cause we talked earlier, and you said like this week it's just been online.
Yeah, it's strictly online. Regardless if you have like hybrid classes and stuff, which hybrid means, you know, half of it's online and half of it's in person. So. But yeah, this first week's been nothing but online. But starting after Monday, you attend your normal schedule as you scheduled it to be. So I will be attending class almost every day.
Dude, same here. I start back the 19th of this month. And obviously, I don't know how it's going to go because last semester, right? Because, you know, I go to Coker University. Shout out to all my Coker Cobras. I know you guys listen. But like last semester, right? Because Coker, you know, the classrooms aren't that big.
Yeah.
So what they would do is they'd split it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you had a class of 20 people, like 10 people would go on Monday.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other 10 would go on Wednesday. They did it like that. So I don't know if it's going to be like that. Obviously, look at my schedule. It says every day, but we'll see how it goes. But yeah, man, I'm coming close to an end. Almost done with college. Got 3 more semesters.
Congrats, man.
appreciate it, man.
I know a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into those years, man.
Oh, my God, dude. It's really insane because I feel like I just started college. You know, to be like a junior and going into, you know, the spring semester. It just feels weird. It feels weird to say I'm almost done. I'm excited to be almost done, but, you know, make a goal. Rhonda, I know you listen to this podcast. I love you. Shout out to my mom. Yeah, I'm going to try to make all A's and B's this semester. This past semester, I made like straight B's. So I'm going to try B's, not D's. Just to clarify.
B's,
not D's. So I'm going to try to bring home the AB for my mama. You know what I mean? I do pretty good, but you know. I always make AB one semester, but never for both semesters. Because if you make AB honor for both, you make the dean's list.
The dean's list, yeah.
And I have yet to make the dean's list because, you know, there's always that one C. But, you know, so maybe my senior year I'll make the dean's list.
Hey, better late than never, man. Better late than never.
That's what I'm saying.
Better late than
my
never.
My history teacher used to say, C's get degrees.
Hey, that is facts.
But yeah, man. So, I don't even know. We've been gone for, what, two weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
2 weeks? So, I feel like there's so much that we have to talk about. I don't even know where to start right now. Obviously, the NFL playoffs are going on.
Currently,
right now, as we speak.
As we speak, Saturday, January 16th, playoffs going on right now, 2021. Currently, we have the LA Rams playing against the Green Bay Packers, which...
So, for that game, I picked the Packers to win.
Same.
I think right now they're actually on their way. What's it looking like?
Ooh, it's getting close. Rams have the ball, and the score is 18-25. One possession game.
Oh, 13. Well, how many minutes are left?
Fourth quarter, 11:45 to go. Okay. So, the Rams are looking like, I mean, they could tie it up.
But, you know, just for sake of it, I still think the Packers get it done.
Same.
Just going to say it.
Go ahead and put that out there.
Also, there's another game tonight, 8:15 p.m. We got the Buffalo Bills versus the Baltimore Ravens. I kind of wish we put
That's a good game.
It is a good game. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, the battle of quarterbacks. I wish we would have put this out sooner. But Willie, who do you like in that game? Because I'll be honest right now. Okay. Now I love the Cleveland Browns. Wish they beat the Steelers. I've been riding with them I've been with the Browns for like 6 years now, okay?
Fuck the Steelers.
Since the Manziel days, I just want to state, okay? So, you know, I've never even been to Cleveland, but you know, bro, I feel like I was born there, bro.
It's home, bro.
But they beat the Steelers, which
shout out to the Browns for beating the overrated Steelers.
We knew that was gonna happen, bro.
For real.
I mean, this has been the first, because last time the Browns were in the playoffs, it was in 2002, and they had lost to the Steelers. So now you know.
Payback.
So now to make that full, you know, turn and get redemption many years later. I don't even know where I was going with this. I know I was talking about one game.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I think the Bills beat the Ravens. And as much as it breaks my heart, I think the Chiefs are going to beat the Browns. And we're going to get the game we've been wanting to see between the two best teams, especially in the AFC, the Bills and the Chiefs.
That's going to be a good game. This coming up game is tonight. The Bills and Ravens. They both came back from impressive victories over good teams, respectively, the Titans, Ravens, you know, Baltimore, and the Colts. But I told everybody not to sleep on the Colts. So they came back and won. I felt like this game could go either way.
You're a big Lamar Jackson guy.
I am a big Lamar Jackson guy. But I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. I'll say this. I got the Bills winning, but I definitely would not count out the Ravens on beating the Bills. But I do. My pick is the Bills.
See, to me, I feel like, you know, Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
They got
that good duo pairing going on right now. Which, I mean, shoot, man, you made the call early on, especially in fantasy. You picked Stephon Diggs.
I did.
So you saw something very special in him.
I traded for him. Yeah, got him.
But yeah, man, I just think at the end of the day, I just think the Bills are on a tear.
Yeah.
And I think the game that NFL fans really want to see is the much anticipated Bills versus Chiefs.
And the same thing can be said about the Chiefs and the Browns game also. Like, obviously the fan favorite to win that is the Chiefs, but the Browns could do it. Any team could really make it. So
they got the best running back duo in my opinion. Between Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb.
There's no better running back duo.
Them brother, you know, like on, you know, go and say they're Splash Brothers.
I don't know what you would call them. Just the running back.
The running back brothers.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb. I mean, those dudes. You know, the Browns. You know, if they made that complete, like, you know, 360 or 180 turn, I mean, they're just a young team and they're growing. And even in defeat, whenever they lost to the Baltimore Ravens in that very great game, you know, even though they lost, I feel like their stock still rose because they just look impressive as a team and promising.
For sure, yeah. Future is bright in Cleveland if the team stays together, for sure.
For sure. Especially because you think Odell comes back?
I would. Why not? You see how good the team is doing. Imagine when another good receiver is on the field. You know, mm-hmm. It just makes the team even better.
Yeah.
So I hope he does stay back and stays in Cleveland. I feel like they can do something special again next year.
Me too.
Make the same little playoff run they're doing again.
Shoot, maybe be number one in the division. You know what I mean? It's so funny because the Steelers, right? They were doing so. I know we hate on the Steelers a lot on this show.
But y'all see why.
But we see why, you know.
They're frauds.
But, I mean, dude, literally they had so much momentum. And we talked about this earlier. You can go back and find our old previous episodes on us ragging on them. But they lost to the Bengals. Then they lost to the Ravens. And they lost to the Browns. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I think they still finished number one in the division.
They did.
But clearly you can tell, you know.
The flaws.
Yeah.
You can see.
The holes in their game.
Yes.
But, man, let's talk about the NFC.
Oh my god.
Because I feel like in the AFC there's more of a clear picture. But in the NFC, it's still kind of a toss-up right now. Just a little. Because we got the trilogy. The trilogy.
We got the GOAT playing.
Between Tom Brady and Drew Brees, Saints versus Buccaneers. I ain't gonna lie to you, Willie. You know, I know the Saints have had their number the past two games they've played.
It don't matter. It's the playoffs.
Playoffs. Where it matters. I know you've talked about it previously. You talked about playoff Tom Brady. Break this down for me, Willie. How do you see this game going?
This game is going to be close. It's going to be close. It really is. But when Tom Brady is in the playoffs, he's a different animal. We can go back to their last game that they played. You can see how great that team was playing. Yeah, they played a suspect Falcons team. Yeah, you know. But regardless, they were clicking. AB was getting touches, you know. Chris Godwin was getting touches.
Oh my gosh, Mike Evans.
Matter of fact, that wasn't even the last game they played. Last game they played against was where the Washington football team.
The football team.
And even in that game, AB had a touchdown. Mm-hmm. You know, Mike Evans was involved. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chris Godwin. Everybody was involved doing their part.
And Gronkowski.
Gronkowski. Even though Gronkowski, I don't think did much that game.
But yeah, he has come back. He has come to life.
He can later
in the season.
He is a factor too. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. I don't know, bro. It's gonna be a close game, but Drew Brees. Look, Tom Brady is coming back with vengeance, bro. He is not losing three times against Drew Brees. He is not. He's not gonna go down that way.
You know, a part of me wants to say the Saints get it done again, but to me, it's just I feel like the Buccaneers are going to pull it off. I just feel like they are.
They are.
As much as I don't want to believe
Bet
it.
Bet the house on it.
Oh, God, no.
That was my turn. Bet the house on it.
What would the sky have to fall for the
No, it won't. It won't have to. No,
they can
win it.
But, you know, I mean, I feel like, obviously, the Saints are going to come in as the favorites. I think so. I believe so. They should be anyway.
They will.
They should be. But, I don't know, man. There's some magic in the air. You look at the lineup. I know we just went over it, but you look at the Buccaneers lineup, man. I mean, there's no way. It would be a travesty for them not to make the Super Bowl.
It'll be a huge letdown. It'll be a bust. It'll be like the Clippers not making it to the championship, or at least the Western Conference Finals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like that. So the Bucs have to do it.
And I'll tell you this right now. If Tampa does beat the Saints, I'm picking them to go to the Super Bowl.
I am too.
I'm picking them. This is their toughest game.
I was just about to say, if they win, they go to the Super Bowl, and they win it. I don't care who they play against.
I wouldn't say win.
They play the Super Bowl in Tampa.
It is in Tampa.
It'll be poetic. It'll be amazing. It'll be the best thing that ever happened in sports entertainment.
I feel like that shit would be rigged as hell if they win, dude. It would be rigged, bro.
Nah.
That's too much writing on the wall. No, perfect, bro. Planning,
it's
dude.
Perfect.
That joke would be.
It's perfect. Tom Brady did this on purpose.
It would be a
He's
moment.
Going.
It would be one of the greatest moments in sports history.
Okay, look. If they play the Chiefs, let's say Tampa goes all the way and Chiefs end up all the
way.
That's what I was going to say.
I feel like if Tampa wins, I think they're going to beat Green Bay, and I think they're going to go. And obviously, I've been saying this for months now. I think the Chiefs are going to go back-to-back. I think they're going to win. Now, obviously, the Chiefs and Buccaneers met early on in the season they played. It was a pretty close game.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. Kansas City, man, they're just a young team. I feel like they're almost the next dynasty in a way, you know.
They gotta beat the Bills.
They do, which isn't an easy task.
Which isn't.
But I still feel like they get it done.
If the Bills go to the Super Bowl, the team in the NFC is gonna win. If the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, it's a toss up. It's gonna be hard to bet against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
It's gonna be hard to bet against the reigning champs.
To me, I just feel like whoever comes out the winner of the AFC. I feel like they're going to be definitely the favorites to win it all.
You think so?
I think so.
If it's the Chiefs, I agree. But if it's like the Bills or you know, for whatever reason, the Ravens or
the Browns.
Or the Browns.
Or the Browns.
It could be whoever.
Oh, heck no, bro. If the Browns win, it's our year, baby. It's our year. It's got to happen. Nah, if the Browns were to get it done, dude, by some miracle, by some football gods in heaven were to freaking just cast down and just make it shine, and the Browns were to win, dude, it would be our year, bro. If they beat the Chiefs, the Browns are going to win, dude. I don't care.
They're going to lose to Daddy Brady. Just like Daddy Brady is going to be the hurt. He's going to put the hurt on Breeze.
Man, the Saints put a hurting on them last game. But this is when it matters. This is when it matters. This is when it matters. All that's nice. You know, it's all fine and dandy, whatever. But this is when it matters. If Brady wins, you know what I mean? It's almost like all those two losses to Drew Brees go away.
Exactly. This is when it matters, like you said. But yeah, I'm gonna pick the Bucks against the Saints, and obviously I'm picking Green Bay against the Rams. Mm-hmm. Picking Bills over Ravens, Chiefs over Browns. Did I say anything wrong in that? Besides maybe the Bucks and Saints.
No, I agree 100%. I do believe to me this is the Bucks. Like I said, it's their toughest game. They get past this one, they're Super Bowl bound, in my opinion, as they should be.
But no disrespect to A-Rod, you know, Aaron Rodgers is doing good.
Aaron Rodgers.
He is doing nice.
Rodgers.
But, I don't know. The Bucks got to make it to the Super Bowl. They made it this far. There's no way. If they beat this team, it's it.
I mean, man, that lineup they got is just something special, man. It's a pretty stacked team. You know what I mean? On paper, at least, anyway.
Don't get it done.
But also, there's another thing I want to talk to you, okay? I want to talk about. Because there's been rumors, right? Deshaun Watson leaving the Texans. Well, you've been preaching this since like probably the first episode we started this podcast, saying Watson will rot.
He will.
In Houston.
That's a poverty team. He needs to get out of there.
You know, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins left. He found success in Arizona. Where would you like to see fantasy booking? Where would you like to see Watson go?
Well, any team other than the fucking Houston fucking Texans, bro. Honestly, any other team, he'll flourish. I've heard rumors of San Francisco.
Saints.
The Saints. Drew Brees retiring. Deshaun Watson coming in, taking over. He's already got elite receiver Michael Thomas. He's got our elite running back, Alvin Kamara. You know, that'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. I think he's doing a little trolling. Because, you know, in the group chat, you know, I posted the group we got on Instagram. He took a picture just like standing on the street. I think it was outside like a barbershop or whatever it may be. And he had the Atlanta Falcons logo on his shirt. If you zoom in, you can see it. What do you make of him potentially going to the Atlanta Falcons?
Good fit. Perfect. Matt Ryan's done. You come in. You have a team already. You have a good tight end, Hayden Hurts. Elite receivers all around.
Calvin Ridley.
Julio Jones, if he stays. And he will stay if Deshaun Watson goes there.
I think
without a doubt, he will stay. He would rather play with Deshaun Watson than any other. He'll give it one more chance. And if it don't work out, he'll leave. But him going to the Falcons is a step in the right direction for the Falcons. That would actually push for the playoffs.
Yeah, don't forget,
make the playoffs.
Yes, I agree 100%. They also got that running back, Todd Gurley, too.
They do.
He doesn't do too bad.
He's going to get right.
Yep.
He will get right.
Yep.
The only thing that's suspect about the Falcons is the defense. The defense is, they need to fix that. I wouldn't be opposed to him going to the Falcons.
Maybe get J.J. Watt to come on, too.
Yeah, come on. Bring J.J. Watt. Everybody follow. A lot of good players from Texas. Come on, pull up.
That'd be something too. Watson got to make that call. But yeah, go ahead. Come on, JJ. Go ahead and join me. You know, me personally, I would love to see him go to the Falcons. I think the writing's on the wall. I mean, obviously, wherever Deshaun Watson goes, he just needs a little bit of help.
He does,
and
yeah.
And he will shine. He was already shining with the team that he has now.
Exactly.
So imagine giving him some help out there.
Exactly.
So, but I would love to see him go to the Falcons. I think it makes that you know, because it's the Falcons, the Panthers, the Buccaneers, and the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, you had Deshaun Watson, you know, to the already stacked division.
That'll be nice to see.
It would be exciting.
That'll be nice to see. That'll definitely be nice to see in the coming years. But yeah, no, for sure. Wherever he goes, he's going to flourish. Like you said, look what he did in Houston. Imagine what he'll do with a a better team. Mm-hmm. Well-organized team. But wherever he goes, good luck to him. I hope he doesn't stay in Houston one more year. If he does, he's dumb.
Are they going to pay him? I think
no money in the world will keep him there.
Because he was already getting paid a good lot. He was like one of the highest paid. Him and Mahomes were like one of the highest paid quarterbacks, I believe, for like being young. I think a lot of it was frustration because they weren't listening to his ideas. Like the owners.
He wanted to interview a few coaches, and the owners just kind of, they were like, yeah, but then didn't do it. So that's kind of messed up. Your best player, you know, he's telling you what he wants, and you're not listening. If I was Deshaun Watson, I'd want to leave too. Like, I'm trying to help the team. I'm not trying to bring the team down. And if you're not going to listen to what I suggest, then I'm going to leave.
And I think that says a lot about his character and about his love for the game. Because he makes a lot of money.
He does.
He makes, I don't even remember the number that he makes, but it's a big number.
It's a big number.
So obviously you can tell he's not in it for the money. He wants to have success. He wants to bring a championship. He would have liked to bring a championship home to Houston.
I've heard rumors of every team is linked with him, bro. The Dolphins. I even heard Patriots. I've heard every team linked with him, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I heard they were trying to do a swap deal with Tua and like a few first round picks for Watson and send Tua the other way. I've heard many things, bro, but
a lot of them want him. A lot of them want him. Yeah. Me personally, I just hope and obviously I just really hope he goes to Atlanta.
Catch a Falcons game.
Yes.
Catch a Falcons game.
Especially when they play the Panthers, dude. Go see go to Charlotte.
The Bucks. They gotta go see Brady, bro. You tripping.
But would you like to see him go to like if you could
choose? Yeah, no, for sure, yeah. I would not be opposed to him going to Atlanta. Like I said, any other team but Houston.
Yeah, man, I think another news I think it's been confirmed. I think Cam Newton's leaving. They're not going to re-sign him.
I don't think so.
Because he only had like a one-year contract.
Yeah, know? I think it was 1 year. I've heard they were going to re-sign him, and I heard they weren't going to re-sign him. If I was the Patriots, I'd just go ahead and draft the first round quarterback in the first round this year. There's a lot of good quarterbacks in the first round this year. You got Trevor Lawrence, obviously, but that's, you know, Jacksonville territory now, you know. You got Justin Fields, Mac Jones. You have Kyle Thrash. You have... Actually, I don't know if he's going to the draft, but you have many players. Like, you have the quarterback from BYU. There's a lot of good players in the draft this year that can definitely play in that quarterback position. And the Patriots just need to draft a quarterback. Don't re-sign nobody. Don't get an old man and quarterback. Go ahead and get a young stud and let the young studs compete for the quarterback role.
I agree. 100%. That's what they need to do. So, I mean, it's exciting to see, man. I'm kind of already – I know football is almost over, but I'm kind of ready for it to be here again.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's going to be fun. But if we can transition because, man, I mean, first off, how you been holding up in basketball fantasy?
Honestly, COVID has been messing up everything. And that's why I'm not even taking it serious anymore because COVID
– If I can be honest and not to cut you off, I don't like basketball fantasy.
It's confusing.
Like
it's weird.
At first it was. Mm-hmm. Like I understand it a little bit more now. I just don't like how it's set up.
Set up, yeah. It's just there's so many games. Like there's like 82 games in the regular season. It's something ridiculous. So it's got to fit like the week schedule that they have going on and stuff. But yeah, I don't even know, bro. I think I'm losing against Cam. I think I'll play Cam, and I'm playing Jalen another one, which I'm demolishing him in.
Yeah. I'm playing Cam right now. We're pretty close. We're pretty neck and neck. I think last time I checked, I was like beating him by like 7 or 10 points. But it probably could change.
But speaking of fantasy, I just want to say congrats to Cam. He won our football league, our fantasy league. I lost. I went to the finals and lost against him. But another league, it's a funny story. We both went to the finals in both leagues, and we both won one. You know what I'm saying? So. I won the league, and he won the league, but congrats to Cam. If you're listening to this, congrats, even though you cheated. Like, I'm joking, you didn't cheat.
Yeah, Cam.
You are fair.
You did win, Cam. That's awesome. I know a bit. This year was so much fun. This is my first year doing fantasy. which I enjoyed it a lot. I think if you're into sports and you got a group of friends, I think you should definitely try getting into fantasy because it's fun. And, I mean, it also gives you a reason to watch, you know, on Sundays. Watch some football on Sundays, too. But, man, next year I'm coming with vengeance, man. I'm coming. I'm going to win. I'm going to be in that playoff bracket for sure next year. I was one game away this year, okay?
Sorry, cuz. Didn't mean to do that.
Dude,
to
that
you,
was some trash because...
Sorry, cuz.
I think me and Willie were 1-1 apiece. And then for the past 2 weeks, he was playing other guys. And, like, point-wise, I, like, would have beaten him those 2 weeks in a row. And then we played when it mattered, and he pulled off the W. You got me. But next year, man, I know what I'm doing. I got a little more experience. So you guys messed up. I'm gonna win. I mean, I'm not gonna say I'm gonna win. But I definitely do see myself taking second or third place. Hey. Sorry, Chase.
Hey, Chase. You gotta say sorry, Cam. Sorry, Willie. Because Chase just an afterthought at this point. Man. He ain't gonna make the playoffs.
Dude,
man.
You know what's funny? You remember when people thought Chase was gonna win, bro?
Yeah. Hilarious. Funny. Chase winning a joke. Fight not. I'm joking, Chase. We love you. Let your ass.
Inside joke. We're doing this podcast at Chase's house, and he's not even here.
Shout out to Chase for letting us use the crib.
Shout out to Chase Hardy, man. Appreciate it, and thanks for the Dr. Peppers too, Chase.
I had them all, bro. I'm telling you, I didn't have one.
Bro, I came in here and I was like, bro, I know Chase has something with a drink around here. I opened up the fridge. He had a case of Dr. Peppers. And Willie walked in. He said, bro, did you get a drink? I was like, you already know I got one, dude.
Man, I'm about to go grab one right now, bro. I'll be right back.
Yeah, go ahead and grab one, bro. You bring me one too, bro.
I got you.
Chase gonna be pissed, dude.
Man, what about him another case?
I'm gonna tell Chase to listen to this podcast if he doesn't already. I know Chase was supposed to be on with us too, but you know he had some stuff to do, understandable. Spending some family time, which is great. I appreciate it.
And if you don't believe us, here's the proof. Sorry, cuz. We had to get one, cuz.
Dr. Pepper, not a sponsor of the Big Chillin' Podcast, but if you're listening and you would like to,
hit us up, please.
Hit us up.
I love y'all. I love this drink.
Email chillinbig105.
But yeah. Oh, no, but we're doing the jersey next time around. So hopefully COVID don't mess the jersey thing up, because I would really love to do the jersey thing.
That's a good idea.
And we're about to do... Two or three leagues. Probably just two.
I feel like I'm good. But Dr. Pepper, payback's a bitch. That's payback. That's karma. I'm good, though.
Zach's over here choking. Don't worry. I'm patting him on the back. I'm making sure he's not dying.
That's karma. Chase's like, yeah, drink that Dr. Pepper now, you son of a bitch. Get on now.
Nah, but appreciate the love, Chase. Dr. Peppers and shit, you know. This blanket, too. It's cold as fuck.
Would a kid to go grocery shopping and get some Takis or something, dude? I mean, for real.
Damn, bro. I'm hungry as fuck. Damn, bro. But he probably took all the food. There's some ramen if you want some, bro.
I think he's got some candy in there. Some hot.
Don't tell me that. Yeah,
did you still got some salsa here?
You know he does. There's salsa everywhere.
I think so. But man, dude, I think the biggest news, and obviously you would know way more than I do. basketball news. James Harden. It seems to be official. He's
definitely official. 100%.
He signed with the Brooklyn Nets. Now we've been talking about this like months prior. You know, he seemed unhappy in Houston. He doesn't see a championship coming there. So he's leaving, going to Brooklyn. What's your thoughts on that?
I just want to hear the slander. I want to hear the same shit LeBron got when he made a super team. I want to hear that shit about them boys. Of course, since it's not LeBron James, we're not going to hear the same slander. But you can't knock him. He wants a ring. He thinks the best opportunity to get a ring is in Brooklyn. So he went to the Nets. I don't know how in the world it's going to work out. I don't know how. Yeah, three dominant ball players. They need the ball in their hands. Or they feel more comfortable with the ball in their hands. So someone's going to have to adjust in the third scoring role. I don't know who it could be. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Really?
I don't like it. Simply because it's just too many superstars, I feel. Yeah, it worked with Steph Curry, KD, and Klay Thompson. It worked. But because Klay Thompson wasn't a guy that needed the ball in his hands. He was more of a spot-up shooter. You pass him the ball, he just shoots. Steph Curry was the ball handler. KD, you know, you can have two dominant ball players or ball handlers in your lineup. Now, when you add three, it becomes a problem because now they don't have to share that ball, which is going to be no problem. Literally, they can take turns scoring at any time they want to. They can score whenever they want to. They did trade away their future, though. The Brooklyn Nets don't have, like, a first-round pick for years, I'm assuming. They traded away their young player, Caris LeVert. He's now with the Pacers. And Victor Oladipo is now with the Rockets. So now you have John Wall, Oladipo, and Christian Woods, Boogie Cousins, and P.J. Tucker. If they don't win, if they don't go to the championship, this is a bust. It's just facts, right?
What about the you know, I feel like, because I love it. I know you may not be a fan of it, but me personally, you know, I don't watch as much as you and Paige. You know, I'm a casual basketball fan. But just from my point of view, I love seeing James Harden and Kevin Durant on the same team. You know, they used to play together at OKC.
They did, yeah.
They know each other. But I think the big question here is Kyrie Irving. You know what I mean? Which I know he's, you know, tooken.
He's coming back. I don't know when. I know the league fined him. I think they fined him for each game that he plays. It's like 1 point something. Yeah, something. Yeah, I think it's either that he missed and or games that he's going to play. But they're taking a big chunk of change from his multi-million-dollar contract.
As they should,
it's,
man.
Not, it's probably like nothing to him. He's probably got millions stashed up, millions in endorsement, whatever.
As they should. I mean, they're paying him all this money, and he's just like, I'm not gonna play.
For sure.
You know, I think right now, and I don't know, you could probably talk more about it better than I can. As of right now, he's probably not gonna play, but I do see him coming back, especially with the whole James Harden thing.
He'll play. And if he doesn't play, right? Let's say for whatever reason he just sits out the whole season or whatever, something happens to him, he doesn't play for the season. I think it would work better with just James Harden and KD. You know? Because it's just not, I don't know, it's just too many good players on one team. You know, I don't know. But, no, he will come back. Obviously, he'd be probably more excited. But I heard a report that Kyrie was unhappy about James Harden coming in.
He was unhappy about it?
He was, because they didn't come to him about making the decision. Sort of like Deshaun Watson going I didn't come to me about, like, why.
Don't get me wrong. I can understand that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Kyrie, how can we come to you when you don't show up?
Exactly. No, exactly. Exactly, for sure. But, I mean, look. We all know Kyrie. He's going to come back, drop 40 in the next game, he shows up. He's just like that. You know, he can afford to take days off too, you know. But, you know, like you said, you know, we pay you millions to play basketball, to play a sport that you love so much. Why aren't you showing up? People pay tickets
to see you
in a crisis to come see you. Mm-hmm. Actually, well, probably there's no fans right now. Well, actually, yeah, they are.
So
there's some fans. So people, you know, basically risk their life to come see you. Yeah, you don't owe these people anything, but you signed that contract to play basketball. They come to see you.
That's your obligation.
That's your job.
That's your job.
It's your job. You're getting paid to do something you love. So you got to show up. But now with the James Harden news, you know.
I mean, and look at James Harden, right? Look at him, right? Like, he was unhappy with Houston.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he still showed up. He even still came to the team meetings whenever they were still doing, like, you know, the pregame, early season stuff.
I don't like how James Harden handled the situation. I feel like he could have handled it a lot better. I felt like he could have, I don't know. He was being real when he said that he doesn't see this team going anywhere, blah, blah, blah. He was real when he said that. But I also see that he wasn't giving 100%. The James Harden that we've seen this season isn't the past James Harden, you know, the James Harden from the past where he's putting up 30 plus points per game. You can tell he's not, you could tell he wasn't motivated and he wasn't giving it his all. I don't like that from him. I feel like people can argue he was trying to lower his stock value, his trade value, so people can actually, for teams to trade for him, make it easier for him. But the way he handled it, I don't know, it's kind of like being a little bitch. Like, you got to show up and, like, you remember when JJ Watt gave that interview and said that we get paid millions to show up and play?
Yeah.
And if you're not giving 100%, you know, you're 100% all, then don't fucking show up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel about the James Harden situation.
Yeah.
You're not giving your 100%, don't show up. Matter of fact, don't even play.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're holding us back.
Mm-hmm.
Your backup, you know, backup would love to get those minutes. A young guy would love to get those minutes and come play and take your spot. He has something to prove. Whereas James Harden is like, I really don't care. I'm going to shoot the ball. If it goes in, it goes in. If it don't, it don't. I really don't care. You know, he brought bad chemistry to the locker room because he just wasn't showing up. It just brought everybody down, brought the whole team morale down. I'm not saying they're going to be a better team without him, but I feel like it's going to be more fun. It's going to be more productive. It's going to be better chemistry in the locker room. More love in the locker
Definitely
room.
Definitely some new faces for the Houston Rockets.
Yes.
Have some new fresh faces.
You know, we're going to have a new superstar emerging from there. We already have a Christian Woods performing good. I don't know if you know Christian Woods. Mm-hmm. He's a center that plays for him. Young. He's doing great.
I see him in the fantasy.
Yeah, I
see his name popping up in the fantasy.
He's pretty good. I slept on him. He was like on the draft board, like highly, but nobody picked him up. And like he went to the free agency, and I had to come scoop him.
You scooped him?
I scooped him.
Yeah, I remember I was like looking through people's teams, and I saw like, you know, C. Woods. And
yeah,
I saw
C. Woods. Yeah.
Like, damn, who's this guy?
Mm-hmm.
But so this takes me back to the group chat we're in on Instagram. I remember I sent, you know, the graphic of James Harden, Kyrie, and KD, and I was like, bro, they gotta win the East.
There's no way.
And then you didn't comment on that. I know Cody and I think Josh were just like, they're saying Philly. Do you, what's your opinion? Because to me, when they said that, I'm sitting like, listen, I don't pay attention to basketball as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm a casual viewer. I'll be straight up. But to me, even though I'm not like that deep into it, I'm just like, how does Philly go win before the Nets? It didn't make sense to me. Maybe you can explain.
It makes sense on some levels with chemistry. You know, that team's been together for a few years now. You know, Ben Simmons, Embiid, Tobias Harris. You got other good players in the team. Seth Curry, you know, new faces. And they're doing good. They did have the best record in the league until, like, a few players of theirs had COVID. So they were doing really good, and I can see why they say Philly. You know, adding James Harden to the mix, like I said, I think he said that it wouldn't be a good fit because, you know, it's too much star power. Could Philly do it? Look, Philly almost made it to the championship when they played Toronto. If it wasn't for that Kawhi shot, you know, in game 7, they were like a few seconds away from going overtime and potentially stealing that game from Toronto. You know, they were close to the championship. Last year they got knocked out because, what, Ben Simmons was injured? or something like that. I think somebody was injured, Embiid or somebody was injured. They lost to the Celtics, which Celtics went to the conference finals as well, and played the Heat and lost to them, obviously. Now, but that was before Kyrie and KD were on a team. So, no, I think they're wrong. It's not gonna be Philly. It's got to be the Nets. If it's not the Nets, then this whole they're screwed. So, I can see why they say Philly, but I just don't see it now. I feel like you can't guard Harden. You can't guard Kyrie. You can't guard KD. So you're not gonna be able to do it. Yeah, you're not gonna be able to do it.
You know, I've noticed some things about Kyrie. Kyrie, I feel like, shines more whenever he's not all the pressure's not on him. You know what I mean? Like, just like when he played with LeBron, right? He wasn't the head guy. You know what I mean? He was one of the guys, but he's not the head one.
And he was doing great.
And he does great. Mm-hmm. Just like whenever he was on the Celtics, right? He was kind of known as kind of like the head guy.
We put all the eggs in the basket for you.
And he still did great, but I feel like he shines more whenever he can just go out there and play and not have to feel that pressure, which I think this is great because with Kevin Durant, obviously he's going to be
the superstar he is.
You know?
So, no, you were definitely right. Kyrie has been playing phenomenal this season. The few games that he's played, he's been doing great. He's been doing what he's been expected to do. And you have KD playing at a almost MVP caliber level. It feels like he wasn't even injured at all. He looks like he's never been injured. He looks healthy out there. So, but I'm alone, let alone, it's like you have KD. Any team that KD's on is gonna be good. They're gonna make it, bro. That's what I feel.
Facts. They're healthy.
If they're healthy, because KD has obviously health issues, and so does Kyrie. I don't think Kyrie has played a full season in a few years.
I'm sure you see the memes on Twitter. People be picking on James Harden about his weight, bro. What's up with that, dude?
They had a picture of Mark Henry.
The face of KD.
There was no picture beside KD, and then there was Mark Henry.
he had the Brooklyn.
They gave some weight, bro.
The brother can still ball, though, bro. Come on now.
I don't know, bro. The brother looking like he gained a few pounds, man.
He been hitting the Popeyes too much, bro. You know what I mean?
Been hitting the strip club wings too much, man. Been going to the strip club too much. Eating good over there. The wings, man. Drinking too much champagne.
James Harden, bro.
He'll be right. You know, he'll get right. Yeah.
Maybe he got that way because he just wasn't motivated anymore.
Yeah, I mean.
He's like, shit, I guess I'll go to the game. I guess I'll play.
I'll play after the snack. I'm going to be late for practice, coach. I'm at dinner right now.
Bro, that Mark Henry.
Yeah. It was literally KD, nobody beside him, and Mark Henry.
Bro, whoever made that, I commend you for that, dude. That was genius.
Round of applause. That was amazing.
That was genius.
Great meme right there.
But man, dude, wow. And also, you know, I guess my other question for you is, what are you making of LaMelo Ball? How about the youngest person ever to have a triple-double? That's pretty awesome.
He's special, man. He is very special. I saw a stat where I think it was in our group chat, but he ranks first in points, first in assists, first in rebounds. First in something else, steals, I'm assuming, something. But he almost ranks first in every category for rookies. And he doesn't even start. He comes off the bench. He averages 25 minutes. And he's leading every rookie in these stats.
You know, no pun intended, but the brother can ball, man.
The brother can ball. The best ball brother out
there. Okay, I was about to ask you that next.
Do you think
he's the best ball brother?
Yes, for sure.
Is he, like, for this example, I'm going to use, you know, Michael Jackson, the Jackson Five. He was the star.
He's the Michael Jackson.
Then there was Tito and all, you know.
He's the Michael Jackson,
bro. Is he the Michael Jackson of the Ball Brothers?
He's the Michael Jackson of the Ball Brothers. But, I mean, but there's no pressure on him. He doesn't start, though. You know, once you start, you know, but obviously, I feel like even if he did start, he's going to be amazing. I mean, you're playing for the Charlotte Hornets. You can only go up from there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, he's going to be fine. And he really doesn't even have an actual superstar next to him besides Gordon Hayward. Mm-hmm. You know, so imagine him on a good team. You know what I'm saying? So, and he's first in assist on a Charlotte Hornets team that, you know.
Man, I don't think the Hornets are ever going to let him go, man. I think that was a great pick. I'm glad that.
Fantastic pick. Amazing pick.
To me, like, you know, I've been to a Hornets game. You know, I went like 2-3 years ago and they had like Kemba Walker and, you know, Tony Parker and, you know what I mean? But I feel like now, you know, and of course it's the Hornets, you know what I mean? Like, they're not that good, but they're not that bad either. They're the team.
They're middle of the bottom.
They're middle.
They're like the bottom. But no. Like, middle of the bottom, yeah.
And it's just like you watch them, and obviously because they're close to us, like we're fans, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just like you're watching, but you don't expect them to ever go to the playoffs.
No.
Do you? I don't know. Obviously, probably not this.
Not this year, bro. Not this year, and I don't even think next year, bro. The only reason I say that is because there's so many good teams in the West, man. You have, you know, you even have the middle of the pack. You have the Suns. You have the Grizzlies. You have the Portland Trailblazers, you know, you have the Jazz. There's so many good middle teams that fill up those playoff spots that it's going to take
something special.
It's going to take something special. It's going to take LaMelo Ball to elevate his game. It's going to take him to do double what he's doing now and someone else to step up for them to even could be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You got the Lakers obviously running the West right now. You got the Clippers. You know, you have the Nuggets. There's so many good teams there that it's just. It's going to be difficult to make the playoffs, but for the future, they look pretty good. They look pretty nice in the future. They got Miles Bridges, Gordon Hayward obviously performing nice. Obviously, he's an older guy, but hey, if he can get buckets right now, you know what I'm saying?
Man, what did he get? Did he get like $47 million?
He got a crazy deal. I will say, he's playing good, though. He's playing really good. So
I was playing 2K against Tristan. Like maybe like last week, and I got like who did I get? Oh, yeah, I got the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh my god!
And he got the Charlotte Hornets, dude. And he was killing me, dude.
Who was it?
Melo, you know, Gordon Hayward. He was killing me, dude.
Yeah.
I can't play 2K. I get too pissed off when I play 2K.
Your rage quit.
Yes, basically, bro. Like I'll have like. I don't know, maybe like 10, 14 points, whatever, and Tristan's already like at 40-something. I'm like, dude, forget this, bro. I'm done. I'm done playing this.
Shout out to my boy Will and Conway. Me and him had a little series. I beat him 4-1.
Oh, damn.
You know, beside my boy. I think he used the Charlotte Hornets. I think I used the Bulls, which is kind of unfair. But, you know, I won. I think I won that game. Yeah, I definitely won that game.
Yeah.
But he was killing me. He was killing me with Melo. He's a little slippery motherfucker. I will say that. He's nice. He's very nice.
Dude, I beat to me I just can't play 2K, but I enjoy playing like Madden. You know,
Madden, what I mean? Yeah, Madden's always fun.
And you know, Tristan, bro, when I remember I used to play Tristan and Madden, he used to like beat me pretty bad. Like it wasn't even fun to play against him. But now that I've like picked the controller up and I've been playing a lot more, you know, and obviously listen, he got pissed this one time. Well, it wasn't the last time we played, but, you know, second last, whatever. Who did he get? I got the Bills, and he got, I think he got Tampa Bay, or he got the Saints. Who did he get? He might have got the Chiefs. I think he might have had the Chiefs,
my God,
actually.
You got the Chiefs?
I had the Bills, he had the Chiefs. And, dude, I straight up beat him, bro. I beat him.
He got mad.
He got so mad, he's like, man, you're on rookie mode, bro.
Damn,
he
pissed him off.
Yes, dude. He wanted to quit the game. He quit the game, bro. Like, fourth quarter, he quit. There was like.
There's no way, bro.
Yes, bro. There was like 3 minutes of the fourth quarter, bro. He's like, man, I'm done. And then he said, you know what? Don't play on rookie mode. Play on, what is it? It goes rookie, pro, all Madden.
I think it's all Madden's.
I think we did all Madden the next game. And I still beat him. No, I did pro. I did play.
Oh, okay. You went one up.
I went one up, and I still beat him. He said, no, all men. And then he beat me.
Okay.
And then he beat me on all men.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to Tristan. Me and Tristan went on a little 10-game win streak on Call of Duty gunfights.
You told me about that.
Shout out to Tristan. We was getting them dubs. Yes, the boys dude. Couldn't handle us.
Bro, I legit, I had work the next day. He's like, yeah, bro, me and Willie running up this game, bro.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, bro, you talk to my friends more than I do, dude. I was like, I'm going to sleep, dude.
Bro, we try to play zombies with you.
I know.
But the Waffle was adding up. And Tristan was like, bro, Zach was telling me about how the Waffle was adding up, but bro, he's tripping, bro. My Waffle don't act up. And we were playing late at night. It was like 12, was getting close to 12 probably. And like, he just lagged out. And he messaged me, was like, damn, I guess Zach was right. My Wi-Fi does get ass at night.
Dude, at night, I don't know what it is, but at nighttime, it does. Like, I was so mad, bro. Because like, I wanted to play zombies with y'all boys, bro. Like, it was so fun. We was in the group chat talking. Mm-hmm. And then as we're loading in, like, I'm just not in the game. And I was
stuff.
Just like, bro, this ain't fun, bro. I just laughed, bro. I didn't even say bye. I was like, man.
I was like, damn, bro. I felt bad because I damn, like, I was trying to play zombies, but.
For real, bro. I had a sad moment, bro. I was like, I'm going to bed, bro. I didn't. Y'all boys was chopping it up, having a good time.
Yeah. We was like, bro, we on round 15, bro. You got to hurry up.
They was just like, Zach? Hello? Hello? And I was still there, and I was like, man, this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing, bro. I'm leaving, dude. I went and played UFC for like a couple minutes. I just went to bed.
Oh, my God. Man, you got the PS5, man.
I know, dude.
You got the PS5, man.
I know. I'm surprised you still ain't got it yet, bro.
Bro, I can't even find one. Matter of fact, I'm about to look it up right now.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Shout out to
quick,
my...
Quick little update. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead, bro.
The Green Bay Packers beat the LA Rams 18-32. Aaron Rodgers finished with 2 touchdowns. Aaron Jones had a touchdown, 99 yards on the ground. Devontae Adams had 9 receptions for 66 yards and a touchdown. We got Jared Goff doing a touchdown, throwing for 174 yards. Cam Akers with another touchdown. So, yeah, it looks like Green Bay's already set to play the winner of the Saints and Bucks.
Yeah, man. I'm
and
excited.
We won't find out until tomorrow. So.
Yeah, so depending on when you guys listen to this, but I'm just going to say it right now. Green Bay is there. Obviously, if Tampa wins, they're going to go through the Super Bowl. We're just going to say it right now.
And maybe we
can do another podcast episode, you know, quickly. So hopefully our predictions will be right so we don't sound like idiots. But I think we're on the right track, and I think most people would agree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, PlayStation 5. Gotta go find that. Definitely gotta go get that. But yeah, there was a USC event, right?
There is a big pay-per-view. First off, I want to talk about there was a fight card tonight. It was actually on ABC, which is a huge deal. Because obviously, you know, ABC, that's where like Muhammad Ali fought at, you know, Joe Frazier, all these boxing icons, that's where they fought at, was on ABC. So MMA finally made, obviously they did a big deal when they got on ESPN. I mean, it was a big deal when they got on Fox, but when they made it ESPN, it was a big deal. And then they had a fight night on ABC, which was awesome. Kudos to them. But, I think the star was, Max Holloway. Just want to give a big shout out to Max Holloway. He beat Calvin Kattar by unanimous decision. He basically dominated him, man. Like, there was a couple 10-8 rounds. Max Holloway is a beast. You know, in my opinion, he was defending his belt tonight. I didn't think he lost to Alexander Volkanovski. I thought he won. The judges got it wrong. It was a robbery. So in my opinion, him and Volkanovski are 1-1 apiece. I think there should be a trilogy fight between them. But Max Holloway, man, 28 years of age, hasn't even hit his prime yet, and he already has a Hall of Fame career. I mean, he's been a featherweight world champion. He's beat the likes of Anthony Pettis, Jose Aldo twice, you know, Brian Ortega. I mean, the list goes on and on. The Blessed Express rolls on. And I think he's definitely waiting in the wings for the next title shot. I know the rumor today was Alexander Volkanovski, the paper champion, is going to defend his belt against Brian Ortega in March, which that's an exciting fight. Brian Ortega, T-City, that's the man. And then also on the same card is going to be Stipe versus Francis Ngannou for the heavyweight belt. So when that fight's closer, I'll give my predictions. But that was just announced today. But obviously, the big story of the UFC right now is that the Mac is back. You have heard that right. In case the Mac is back, in case you've been living under a rock, Conor McGregor returns to fight Dustin Poirier, the rematch that happened the last time they fought it was 7 years ago. Obviously, these guys have both grown. I'm looking forward to this fight. Willie, what do you think about this fight?
McGregor's got to win. That's what I think. You know, it's a fight that he needs to win. And he's going to win, right?
Right? See, Dustin Poirier, I mean, first off, you know, obviously when Conor McGregor comes back, the spotlight, it's all on him. You know what I mean? I feel like his opponent doesn't always get the credit they deserve. But, man, dude, I've been following the sport of MMA for about 7 years now. And, in fact, the first time I ever watched a Conor McGregor fight was whenever he fought Dustin Poirier the first time. That was the first McGregor fight I ever watched live. And it was right when I was getting into the sport. It was before Conor even took off. So I've got to watch both these guys over the years and see them both grow. Dustin Poirier, man, former interim lightweight champion, you look at his strength of schedule in the murders row that he's been through. He's beaten guys like Justin Gaethje, Eddie Alvarez, Anthony Pettis. I mean, Max Holloway twice. I mean, Dustin Poirier is legit. And also, he's coming off that win against Dan Hooker, which I'll talk about in a minute. But so Dustin Poirier is legit, man. I mean, for years I've been saying it. You know, Conor McGregor, in my opinion, he's the greatest featherweight. It's debatable. But I also think Conor would be the greatest lightweight if it wasn't for a man named Khabib Nurmagomedov. But the same can be said about Dustin Poirier. You know, if you take Khabib and Conor out of the equation, I think Dustin Poirier is the best lightweight on the planet. So, to me, this is the fight that is perfect. I'm glad we're going to see the rematch. I do think that Dustin Poirier is great, but I just don't... And I wouldn't be surprised if he beat Conor, and I certainly wouldn't be mad. I'm a huge fan of the Diamond. If Dustin Poirier was the, you know, beat Conor McGregor, I would not be upset at all. In fact, I'd still be happy. That's how much I love Dustin Poirier. But I don't see Dustin Poirier winning this fight. Dustin Poirier has great boxing, great jiu-jitsu. But styles make fights, man. And stylistically, Dustin, he just doesn't beat Conor, man. If you look at Dustin's previous fights, they're all wars, you know. And that's what people love about him. But that's also his biggest downfall, mm-hmm. is because he gets hit. You know, he takes one to give one. And coming up against Conor, that's just not going to be enough. I think Conor clips him one time, just like he did the first fight previously. I think McGregor wins by TKO.
First round, 90 seconds. What did he say?
He said 60 seconds. He said 60 seconds.
You think 60 seconds?
Man, dude.
Mr. Magic.
To me, he has to do it under two. He has to do it under two.
2 minutes.
But you know what? I'm going to say Conor McGregor, first round TKO.
You think he does it first round?
I think he does it late in the first. I think that.
I believe him, bro. 60 seconds. I'll give him 60 seconds, bro. He's got to do it.
I think so, too. And obviously, I don't know if you like paid. I'm sure you've seen it on, social media. But the big story also today was Khabib Nurmagomedov. He was supposed to give his answer if he was going to return to the octagon or not.
Did he?
No. He basically said, I might. That's basically what he said. He said something next weekend special has to happen. And I think something special will happen. He said, which Dana wants, so I know we've talked about this on previous podcasts. And I know the fight that people always talked about was Khabib versus, you know, George St. Pierre. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're in two different weight classes. George is looked at as the best welterweight ever. Khabib's looked at as the best lightweight ever. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But I don't want to see that fight no more.
I agree with you. When you said that in a group chat, I thought about it. And I was like, yeah, you're right. You know, it would be more entertaining and more meaningful, I feel, that Conor would get his rematch. These guys are both in the primes. They're best shape of their lives, basically. You know? George is old, you know.
He's pushing 40.
Pushing 40, you know. He's getting old, he's getting up there, so it makes sense to fight the best. I mean, yeah, I mean, George St. Pierre is the best. But, you know, he's in retirement, you know, he's probably ain't been keeping shape, you know. He's probably got to get back in shape to get to anywhere near the level he once was. Mm-hmm. Whereas you have, like, a focused Conor McGregor, hungrier. More hungry than ever.
For sure.
To prove himself.
And you know, and when they fought back in 2018, you know, and not to take anything from Khabib. Khabib won.
He did.
You know, and I'm not trying to, you know, discredit his victory, but I do think that wasn't the same Conor. You know, and I'm not saying the fight between them would go any different. Mm-hmm. I still think Khabib would still beat him. But I do think if you get, obviously, you see Conor whenever he loses to someone, like the Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
Rematch, take that for example. He was more motivated than ever to get that one back. So it would be intriguing to see a motivated McGregor like he is right now to rematch Khabib. And that's what I would like to see.
For sure. Who do you think would win?
Between Khabib and Conor?
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I think I just stylistically, I think Khabib's just a nightmare for him. You know, to me, Conor, he's riding on knocking Khabib out. And it's Khabib's proven he's got a pretty damn good chin.
Yeah.
So you know, to me, I just... And which is funny, right? Because Conor McGregor, he was out for 2 years, and he came back and fought Khabib.
Yeah.
And he got submitted in the fourth round. It was like the fourth round. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the two... You look at... He submitted Dustin Poirier third round. Submitted Gaethje second round. So it's funny, and it's just interesting. This is why I say Conor and Khabib are the two best lightweights, because Conor was his toughest fight. He was his toughest fight out of Dustin Poirier and Justin Gaethje, which those two guys are number one and number two.
If anybody can beat him, it's Conor. It's got to be Conor. If anybody can beat Khabib, it's Conor. It's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
That would suck. Going as 30-0, that would suck. That would suck. A lot of people would probably hate him for that, but...
Man,
he could do it.
But then maybe we see a trilogy, you know what I mean? But
maybe.
But to be honest, man, I think I want to see Khabib get 30, you know?
I do too.
just because it's never been seen before.
I do too.
And I would love to see it. Obviously, I'd love to see him and Conor. You know, and I'm not saying Conor wins, but I do think.
And that'll be his first rematch, right?
Yeah.
That he's ever gave?
Yeah. Khabib's never rematched anybody. So it would be intriguing to see. The lightweight division is just exciting. You know, Charles Oliveira has been knocking, making some noise. He demolished Tony Ferguson. Go look at Charles Oliveira. He's a beast. And then you got Nate Diaz dropping back to 155 pounds.
Who is he gonna fight?
Dude, honestly. So the rumor was, obviously, I thought Tony Ferguson. Because
That would be crazy. I was thinking when you said that, tell it, that. Yeah, wild. Yeah. I was like, that'll be wild, bro. I like that. But, I was like, yeah.
But Dana White said it's not Tony Ferguson.
Damn.
But he also said that the fans would love it. And it's got to be a fight. Someone in the top six that leads him to a title shot. Me personally, I think it's going to be Justin Gaethje. I think he's going to fight Justin Gaethje, but like I said, I was going to talk about him. I'm going to talk about my man, Dan Hooker. Please, guys, if you don't know Dan Hooker, go look him up. He is a stud. He trains with the middleweight champion, Israel Adesanya. Dan Hooker, off the top of my head, he holds wins over Jim Miller, Paul Felder, Ally Quinta, Gilbert Burns. He knocked out Gilbert Burns, who was now the number one contender at welterweight.
Did he? I did not know that.
He knocked out Gilbert Burns. So Dan Hooker is a stud, man, and he welcomes the veteran Michael Chandler. He welcomes him to the UFC Octagon, man. Michael Chandler. He was a three-time Bellator lightweight champion. I'm excited to see what he can do, but they didn't do any favors for him, man. They didn't do any favors for him. I'm going to say right now, keep it short and sweet, Dan Hooker beats Michael Chandler. Dan Hooker has the reach advantage. To me, Michael Chandler's only way to win this fight is to take it to the ground. And Dan Hooker's proven he's got great takedown defense. I think Dan Hooker picks Chandler apart in the striking, knocks him out. That's what I think.
Or round.
You know, we're gonna find out really fast because you know it's gonna be fight or flight for Chandler, dude. If Chandler and I like Michael Chandler, man. He's a big name. I mean, he was one of the reasons why I watched Bellator. Mm-hmm. And I think Michael Chandler could beat Justin Gaethje or Tony Ferguson, but obviously the UFC just didn't do him any favors because they threw him Dan Hooker, who's just stylistically a nightmare for him. So we're going to find out how good Michael Chandler really is. I'm excited to see it. But I do think Dan, the Hangman Hooker, picks him apart. In TKOs him probably like second round. That's what I think. So my main event picks are Conor McGregor and Dan Hooker. Oh, and also, this goes back to Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz said he was a fan of Dan Hooker. He watches a lot of his fights. He thinks as a young competitor he's really good. Said he'd fight Dan Hooker. So if Dan Hooker gets an impressive victory...
Who wouldn't that motherfucker fight?
That's that true. That's body, true. Bro. That's true, but it's pretty special when Nate Diaz actually mentions you.
Yeah,
so sure. If, you know, it's a flawless victory for Dan Hooker, I think we see Dan Hooker versus Nate Diaz. But if not Dan Hooker, I'll say Justin Gaethje. That's what I think. But I'm excited, man. That's going to be a fun fight. I mean, obviously, when Conor McGregor's around, there's always something in the air. I'm excited to see it. But Willie, I also want to talk about your guy. I want to talk about your guy because we've been talking about it. You know, I don't know if you're Ryan Garcia.
Oh, my God.
Ryan Garcia, dude.
My guy.
What do you
my guy.
What do you think about Ryan Garcia, dude?
Man. He's good. I don't think he's all that. If he were to fight Gervonta Davis, it would not go like he thinks it would go.
I don't think it would either.
I think Gervonta Davis would kill him, bro.
I think so too.
I don't think that's what he wants. I think he got knocked when he got knocked down. I think he must have fucked up his head or some shit.
And who was that guy? His last name was Campbell, wasn't it?
I don't even know. But he got knocked down.
Yes.
Bro, Gervonta Davis is nasty, bro. He is disgusting, bro.
See, you actually put me on him because I never heard of him.
Gervonta Davis?
Never heard of him.
Really?
But whenever you said it to him, I went and looked him up and looked at some of his highlights. I was like, this dude's a tank.
That's the new guy.
The new
guy, bro. This dude
is a tank.
Yes.
And obviously, you know, I think his last name was Campbell. I could be wrong, so don't like, you know, murder me in the, you know, don't email us and murder us. You know what I mean? But who said the dude's last name was Campbell? Ryan Garcia was not supposed to get dropped by this guy. Not saying it was. I mean, it was definitely going to be the biggest test of his career.
For
that
sure.
That was the build up to it. But I think, you know, Ryan Garcia was supposed to pass with flying colors, and he did. He had to dig deep for it.
Yeah, eventually knocked him out. Yeah,
but you know, I'm sure you know this. You know, Brian Garcia, his promoter is Oscar De La Hoya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. And there's a video surfacing around on social media. Someone said, "Hey, Oscar, you think Ryan's ready for Tank?" And Oscar said, "What? No." Like, right? Oscar De La Hoya said, "Oh, what? No." Now, it could have been edited.
Yeah, there
might have been something said afterwards. But just from what I saw, he was like, "What? No, 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 no." And I think that's the thing with boxing, right? I like watching boxing from time to time, especially the big stars. But, man, dude, let's see it, man. Let's see. Ryan Garcia holds a piece of the belt. He's WBC. I forget what the weight class is, but he's WBC champ.
Sure.
He holds
a
belt. He's one of the title holders. Mm-hmm. Let's see him fight a Tank. Let's see him fight a Devin Haney. Let's see these fights while these guys are young, because at the end of the day, that's what the fans want to see.
Let's not wait it out like, man, Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather.
Exactly.
Old,
exactly.
Let's see it now.
Exactly.
When they're young and coming.
And to me, like, no one, and I think a lot of it is because in boxing, right, the biggest build up is your undefeated record.
Yes.
You know, it kind of feels like that's where MMA and boxing different. Look at Jorge Masvidal. He has double-digit losses, but he's beating some of the best guys. He's a fan favorite.
For sure.
And people at the end of the day just want to watch him fight. Mm-hmm. To me, let's see Ryan fight Devin. Let's do a round robin here. Let's see him fight all each other. Tank versus Devin Haney. Devin Haney versus Garcia. Let's see it. At the end of the day, who cares if they lose? They can fight multiple times. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, I think that's where, you know, boxing fans get a headache is because, you know, Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua,
yeah.
Two of the best heavyweights right now. What's taking so long for them to fight? In the heavyweight division of the UFC, the two best were DC and Stipe. We saw that fight three times already. You know what I mean? We've seen it three times already, and that's where I commend Dana White for making the fights we want to see. And
not taking long bullshitting.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to see, our great guys fighting, you know, the number one, their ranked 15 guy for the title because they know it's an easy.
Exactly.
Win. You know what I mean? So
it's just stat pad on their record.
Mm-hmm.
Just adding more wins to the W column.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I don't know, man. They just need to get the fight done. They just need to make it happen. Quit the bullshit, man.
You know, man, but I got to be honest. As much as I like Ryan Garcia, I can see why they want to push him. You know, he's got the Latino community behind him.
Yeah, he does.
He's got great skills. He's a beast. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. He's a beast. But I think there are levels, and I do think that Devin Haney would outbox him as he did back in the Olympics when they faced off. And I do think Tank is just a nightmare because he hits like a Mack truck from what I see. So I think they're just keeping him far from each other. But I do think we'll see Ryan Garcia fight Devin Haney before we see him fight Tank. I do think that.
I don't even think he'll make it to him, bro. I don't even think he'll make it to Dan Javante. He won't, bro.
Shoot, but I mean, at the end of the day, though, right? Like, Ryan Garcia's young, though. I think he's like 23.
Yeah, he's young. Here, I'll fact check that.
Dude, he's young as hell, though. You know? He's a young stud, man. But at the end of the day, like, you know.
22. He's 22.
Damn, dude, I'm like 22 in May.
This motherfucker is
22.
Bro.
Dude, that's wild, dude. I'm like 22 in May, bro.
And they said that Ryan Garcia aiming to retire from boxing at 26, then take a swing at MMA. That's what ESPN reported a day ago.
Shoot. Well, what's his weight? Can you pull up? He's like 133 or something like that.
He is, hold on, let me check.
I think he's like 130. I think he fights at 133 pounds. You know, I like boxing. It's kind of hard to follow boxing sometimes.
Super featherweight. Around 135.
135. Yeah, so he'd be at bantamweight.
Davis.
At bantamweight in the UFC. How much is he? He's around there, ain't he?
Javante Davis is not as, let me see.
That's the thing about boxing, man.
He's super featherweight.
Super featherweight. As well. Yep. Dang, he makes 135 pounds? That's wild. I think he's, like, short, though.
He's let's see. Let's fact check this. I don't want to say anything wrong.
But, yeah, man, I like boxing.
He's 5'5".
5'5"?
Ryan Garcia is 5'10". So
that's wild.
He's got 5 inches on Javante Davis.
Oh, my God. That's wild.
But Javante Davis, bro. Yeah, I want to see how old he is, too.
Yeah, he definitely has the height and reach. But damn.
He's 26.
26? Damn, he's just buying that time, bro. He's trying to make him. Which, shit, he's not even in his prime yet.
He's not even in his prime, bro. He's still in his 20s, bro.
All I'm saying is, Ryan, bro, before you. In which, talking about retirement, combat fighters never really retire.
No, bro.
They just don't.
No, bro.
You know, just like Henry Cejudo, man. Henry Cejudo and Ryan Garcia. They've been bickering
back and forth, yeah.
But, nah, I think Cejudo fights again, too. Cejudo ain't done.
Yeah.
I don't think Khabib's. I think we see Khabib fight one or two more times. Actually, sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, retirement in combat sports it's just not
retirement. Just not really, any sport, really. I mean,
yeah.
Gronk, look at Gronk.
Retired for a year, came back. You know,
yeah. Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yep, that's true, man.
Came back and won three more championships.
Floyd Mayweather fixing to fight Logan Paul.
You know, it's a fucking joke.
Jeez.
Wow,
jeez, that gets it down. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna watch that.
You're not going to?
I'm not
going to
watch it.
I never watch any of those shit. I don't ever watch
you know
any
what I mean?
Of
like, YouTube like shows. When it's like, when it was KSI and Logan Paul boxing each other.
Yeah, I watched that one too.
Because, you know, they're the same skill level. They're almost
the
same.
Shit talking.
You know
it was
fun, you know? And just, it's just not appealing to watch Floyd Mayweather, arguably the greatest, if not the greatest, fight Logan Paul. And I know people are like, but, you know, Logan Paul weighs more. And he's got the reach and height. But in boxing, that doesn't mean anything because...
You can't really use all that to your advantage.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't put your weight on him.
If this was MMA, then hell yeah, Logan Paul all day. But in boxing, man, like... That's all Floyd Mayweather knows, man. You're not going to beat him in his own game. I used to want to see him lose to Manny Pacquiao. And hell, even Conor McGregor, you know?
I did too, bro.
I used to want to see that dude lose, but... You know, joke's on us because you're not beating that guy in boxing. You know what I mean?
That shit's already proven, bro. You can't beat that motherfucker, man.
You know, but and not to take anything from Floyd because he is damn good. I do think he is the greatest. But at the same time, you look at his record, right? I'm just talking shit. At the end of the day, he still got his hand raised.
Yeah.
But, you know, he beat Canelo when Canelo was still young. You know, he beat...
It'll be a different story now.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he beat Oscar De La Hoya when he was old.
Old.
He beat Sugar Shane Mosley when he was old. Ricky Hatton, old. Manny Pacquiao, the fight wasn't. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I feel like he was just perfect with everything he did. But that's smart on him. He holds wins over those guys, even though I do think hell, Canelo's not even near his weight class anymore. This dude's going up.
He keeps going up in weight, bro. He keeps going up. He won actually when he went up in weight this time.
Yeah,
dude.
Who
he fought, but
yeah,
he won.
Doesn't matter.
Just know he won.
That's just crazy, dude. Cause for me, right? You know, my grandpa, you know, he's Hispanic, he's Mexican.
Yeah.
When Canelo fights, man, he's excited.
He's excited.
He's excited, dude.
Oh yeah, I know a lot of people that get
like,
excited.
That's what I was about to ask you. Like, is there anyone like you know that you know get hyped and everything?
Yeah. Shout out to Ivan.
Yes.
Shout out to Ivan. Shout out to my boy Ivan.
Ivan Ortiz.
If you're listening to this, shout out to Juan.
I think he liked us on Facebook. I think he liked us on Facebook.
Shout out to Juan. Shout out to Ivan. Shout out to y'all.
Bro,
boys.
I remember me and Ivan made that bet between him and Triple G, bro. Oh, my God.
Yes,
I legit forgot about
that.
Dude. We were eating that Fuji, and he was like, oh, yeah, bro, you owe me money.
Pay me.
Yes, dude.
Pay me.
Yes, the boys love Canelo, dude.
Yeah.
The whole Latino community loves Canelo, as they should.
I like Canelo.
Yeah, man. I like Canelo, too.
That's Latino boys.
You know, even though that dude's white as hell.
he's got ginger. Mexican ginger, bro.
Yeah, dude. That junk's crazy, man. But he's definitely good for boxing, man.
For sure.
You know? But yeah, man. Yeah, shoot. I mean, we'll see when the next episode is. This was episode 16. Thank you for listening. Make sure, guys, leave us a review. You know, go to Apple, Spotify, leave us a rating, a review. Obviously, you know, only kind reviews only. If it's something stupid, we don't want to hear it. But no, guys, we appreciate the support. Get your merch. It will be in the description below. Come on, everyone wants a big
go
chip.
Go cop that merch,
go
man.
Cop it. What are you doing, man?
Got this clean white hoodie, big chilling hoodie came in a few days ago. So clean, so nice.
So fresh.
Go get that. We got Rona masks.
Keeps you warm in the winter, baby.
T-shirts, baseball tees, hoodie, sweatshirts. Go get it.
Come on.
Go get it all. Send us a picture with it.
Yes. We'll shout you out on the Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Tag us in it.
We'll shout you out.
But yeah, guys, we got some special things planned in 2021. Like I said, strap yourself in. It's going to be a fun ride. If you've made it this far in the podcast, thank you. We love you. Appreciate the support. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And we'll see you guys next time. We're out.
Peace out.
Got my drink spilling. All these haters mad now because I've been winning. Yeah, I'm nice with it. Roll the dice with it.